It's like a film.
Yes.
Here we go. I'll start laughing.
Yes.
My name's Eddie Kane. Worked in Bligh Shipyard. Started in 1953. And I was there till the final closure date in 1966. And I was also kept on till January 1967 to finish the last ship that was ever completed at Bligh Shipyard, the Rogate.
So, what was the first you knew about the closure?
1966, we were on the summer holidays, and the Friday before we started work on the Monday, the closure was announced.
What date was that?
I'm nearly sure it was August the 3rd, 1966. Mm-hmm. And we all received a letter through the post saying their services are no longer required and report to the nearest employment exchange, as it was named then. Mm-hmm. And
did that come completely out of the
blue? It came completely out of the blue. Nobody realised at the time that the shipyard was in any way any trouble. There was five ships in the process of being built, and there was seemed to be plenty of work, and there was other orders in the offing. Oh, you know, it had been rumoured and read.
Mm-hmm.
Just asked one or two questions.
Mm-hmm. So there was no shortage of work that you were aware of?
No, there was no shortage of work as far as I was concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Because on the Friday, we were going to start work the following Monday again. Instead, we got letters through the post. And my uncle was chairman of the shop stewards, and I was aware at the time that meetings would be called virtually immediately to discuss the closure, what was going to happen to the men, etc., etc. And a sense of foreboding and gloom seemed to go over the town. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And there was meetings in the marketplace. Men were hanging about in the marketplace, what we're going to do, etc. Right. We were given dates to report at the employment exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of the blue for the post, a letter came saying I was one of the ones who was going to be kept on to finish the last ship to be completed, the Rogate.
Mm-hmm.
But others had never received the letter, that was it.
So, do you know how they decided who was staying on and who was going?
Well, I'm not bragging here, but I imagine the foreman had to pick his best workers,
yeah,
and who were needed for the various jobs.
Mm.
And I wasn't a really good plater, but maybe I was a pretty hard working plater, and I was kept on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there was how many of you kept on?
I think it was about 500.
About 500
to begin with. Mm. And every week, or every month,
mm-hmm,
you had the foreman of the trade came round with an envelope, a brown envelope. And you're working away, and you feel it on the Friday afternoon, looking over your shoulder if he's going to come to approach you.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it was like receiving the dreaded black spot.
Mm-hmm.
You tap on the shoulder, here's yours now when you're finished.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day you go.
Mm.
And it was every Friday, or nearly every month, every Friday, mm-hmm, the form was coming on. And as I say, I started to say, get back again, the end of August, till the January 1967,
mm-hmm,
when the Rogate was nearly complete then.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it. But it was like getting the dreaded black spot. And for all the men were going to be finished, they still carried on. They were so proud of their trades, and they were so proud of what they were doing. There was no slacking. They just carried on and carried on. They knew they were going to get finished, but they still carried on. Every day was the same, laughing and joking, carrying on. But they knew at the end of the week or the end of the month, they were going to get finished. And stories went around, where you're going to start work again, where you're going to work, looking for jobs, etc., etc., and all this. And talking about former workmates that are getting jobs in Wall's End, and someone went abroad and all the rest of it. Someone left the trade altogether. But I always remember that August, because that was the year England won the World Cup, 1966.
Yes.
It was a really strange year. You won the World Cup, yeah, and yet we all lost our jobs.